Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan and other law enforcement and elected officials gathered in late September to ask the community to come forward and help them end gun violence in the county. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has more in the next installment of our Year in Review.
Folks, we got some handouts for you, and again, we've got a very, I think, appropriate presentation for right now. The subject is extremely difficult for me to address.
This was not the sheriff's first such appeal to the community. There had been many over the past few years. The catalyst for this latest was three shootings in September that left one man wounded and two people dead, 31-year-old Houston Parker and 14-year-old Kenyatta Anderson. Morgan said leads had been virtually nil.
Because of the numbers of people that were on Maxwell Street the night of Miss Anderson's murder, we can safely state that between 15 and 30 people probably have direct knowledge of this murder. Throngs of people coming out into the street, a flash mob. It was a neighborhood dispute between two males over a female.
Investigators say Anderson was shot in the crossfire while trying to leave the area. In October, the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force arrested 22-year-old Zachary Brooks at a residence near Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola. Brooks is charged with homicide, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. Morgan told the nearly full conference room that before them is a sheriff who is pleading with the community to take down what he called a wall of silence that's unacceptable for Escambia County.
So let me begin with the members of the black community. And let me say something that some people say is hard, and I will tell you it is easy. I love you. I love you. And I care deeply about you. And I can tell you that my heart is wrenched over this last killing. And I've told people throughout this community, if your heart is not wrenched with this last crime that occurred here, then you haven't a heart.
I'll just start by asking a few rhetorical questions. What kind of community are we? When will enough be enough? How many 14-year-olds have to give their life?
Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Kenyatta Anderson was shot near her home on Maxwell Street, a few blocks from Pensacola High School. A vigil in her honor was canceled after gunfire erupted nearby.
I don't want to have to deal with another Friday like last Friday, where you have not only the loss of a child, but you have other young people that knew that young lady that are in tears. They can't focus on studies. The school system's trying to react to everything that's happening in the community. I think this is a breaking point.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, who has been criticized in some circles for what many feel is a disconnect from the issue of gun violence in minority communities, told the mostly black audience that crime, poverty, and education were at the top of his priorities.
And we have to show these kids at an early age the ladder out of poverty. Socioeconomic boundaries don't know IQ. In Pensacola, we have smart people here, but we, as politicians and law enforcement, can't do it all. We need all of your help in the community telling us what's going on.
The meeting also served as the rollout for three new online public service announcements by the ECSO, featuring Pastor Rodney Jones of New World Believers Ministries, who himself served prison time. The PSAs are titled, Take Back Your Streets.
If you think it's right to take a life, then that will be your darkest night. Committing homicide is like suicide, and by yourself you'll take that ride. On a road that's long and paved, headed towards your eternal grave. So before you pull your gun tonight, take a moment and think twice.
Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May said that law enforcement takes place after a crime is committed. The key, he said, is prevention.
There's a direct correlation to failing schools, schools that have 99% free and reduced lunch, neighborhoods that are blighted, a county that spends less money in social service than the other 67 counties. We got to get it on the front end.
May argues that residents in Escambia County and Pensacola have been reactionary when it comes to reporting crime, and it's time now to become proactive. After the fact, he said, is too late.
There's no sense in the Inslee area getting upset when something happens if they didn't get as upset as when it happened in Englewood. And Englewood shouldn't get upset if they wasn't upset when it happened in Morris Court. And Morris Court can't get upset if they didn't react when it happened on the avenues. So we have a responsibility to hold law enforcement accountable. But we have a responsibility to hold ourselves accountable.
The ECSO also took the opportunity to roll out a new Crime Stoppers app for smartphones and remind everyone they can report a crime anonymously by using that or by calling 433-STOP. Callers are eligible for a cash reward if the tip turns into an arrest and charge in the three recent shootings or any other case. Once again, Sheriff David Morgan.
Somebody knows someone who knows someone that has information about these cases. And I don't care if it's rumor, we will run it down. If you want anonymity, you ask for it and you shall get it. But you've got to give us the lead. I don't have a crystal ball in my office. You know, I don't wave a magic wand and come up with names of people that we need to speak to. That has to come from our community.
All of the speakers, both law enforcement and elected officials, appear to be conveying the same message to the residents of Pensacola and Escambia County. When it comes to crime and its inherent violence, help us help you. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.